That was Lullaby to Those Before from Aretha Tillotson's Kanawha Out West. I would like to report on the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three new series started on July 21st. Just a minute, please. Just updated my tweet here. Just have to open up the scoring page in case that I go wrong. Just bear with me for a few more seconds. Here we go. Three new series started on July 21st. The Vancouver Canadiens at Hillsboro Hops, Tri-City Dust Devils at Spokane Indians, and Eugene Emeralds at Everett Aqua Sox. Vancouver broke a 3-3 tie in the top of 7th on two home runs, a two-run drive by Jake Casey, followed by Edward Durant's solo shot, both against Hillsboro's Taylor Montiel. After Dust Hops scored a run in the 8th, the Canadiens scored 3 runs in the 9th, capped off by Tucker Thoman's two-run shot off Yoenio Gonzalez, which offset Hillsboro's furious four-run rally in the bottom half on a triple and two singles, and Vancouver won a 9-8 barn burner at Hops Ballpark in Hillsboro, Oregon, with the Canadiens outhitting the Hops 13-11, 3-0 in home runs and an error each. Spokane jumped to a 2-0 lead against Tri-City in the bottom of second on Tommy Huffey's two-run single off Zach Redner, but the Dust Devils scored 3 in the 3rd on Capri Ortiz's 3-run jack off the Indians' Bryson Hammer. However, Spokane scored 3 in the bottom half on 2 solo home runs, first by Jacob Humphrey, followed by Tanner Thack, and capped off by Tommy Hoff's 1-run single, all off Tri-City's Zach Redner, which offset the Dust Devils' lone run in the ninth as the Indians triumphed 5-4 over the Dust Devils with an 11-6 edge in hits, 2-1 in home runs, and made 2-3 errors at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley. Up 6-2, Eugene scored three more runs in the top of 6, started by Isaiah Burkett's two-run shot off Everett's Jack White, followed by a Walker Martin's bases-loaded walk off Wyatt Lunsford's Schenkman. But the Aqua Sox started their comeback trail in the bottom half on Corbin Dickerson's solo drive off the Emeralds as Merlin Vinicio. Dickerson hit a one-run double in the 8th to cut the deficit to 5, followed by Luis Sui Bell's two-run single, all off Cole Hilly, and his relief Liam Simon corked a wild pitch to Aiden Tarek as Everett cut the deficit to 9-7 against Eugene. However, the Emeralds had a four-run rally in the 9th, capped off by Jacob Christian's basis-clearing triple off Jose Gerardo, which more than offset the Aqua Sox Brandon Elke's solo shot in the bottom half off Liam Simon as Eugene bested Everett in a 13-8 barn burner, with the Aqua Sox outhitting the Emeralds 15-14, 3-2 in home runs, and the hosts made 2-3 errors at Everett Memorial in Everett, Washington. On July 22nd, Vancouver got on board with 2 runs in the top of 4th against Hillsboro. On July 22nd, down 3-0, Vancouver got on board with 2 runs in the top of 4th against Hillsboro, but the Hops scored a run in the bottom half, followed by another run in the 5th, a run in the 7th for a 6-2 lead over the Canadiens, who started their comeback trail in the 8th with 2 runs and busted out with 4 runs in the 9th, started by Ryan Sprock's inside the park solo home run, followed by 3 one-run singles, Jackson West, Jake Casey, capped up by Matthew Valley's bunt single, all of Sawyer Hawks, as Vancouver bested Hillsboro 8-6, despite the Canadiens being out-hit 11-10 by the Hops, 1-0 tie in home runs, and the hosts made 2-3 errors. Down 3-1 to Tri-City in the bottom of 3rd, Spokane scored 4 runs on 3 singles to go up 5-3 in the third. All of Jefferson Vargas, but the Dustables scored 3 runs in the 7th, with the last 2 runs on bases-loaded walks, first by David Merchant that played at Matt Kootenay, and capped off by Johan Macias that played at Ryan Nicholson, all of the Indians' Nathan Black, as Tri-City shaded Spokane 6-5, with the Dustables out-hitting the Indians 13-10, along with all 3 errors. Eugene at Everett was a back-and-forth affair, as both scored 3 runs in the 2nd. The Aqua Sox went up 4-3 in the 4th on Anthony Dorofrio's solo shot off Luis De La Torre, but the Emeralds tied a game in the 6th on a Jacob Christian single off Reese Easterly, went up 5-4 in the 8th on a Lisbeth Diaz triple off Christian Little, and inflicted a 5-run barrage in the 9th, started off by a Johnny Level sacrifice fly, also a Christian Little, followed by 3 singles, capped off by Lisbeth Diaz's 1-run single off Gabriel Sosa, as Eugene doubled up Everett 10-5, with the Emeralds outhitting the Aqua Sox 14-8 despite being out-homered 1-0, with both sides making 2 errors each. On July 23rd, Everett jumped to a 3-0 lead over Eugene in the bottom of first, capped off by Corbin Dickerson's 2-run drive. The Aqua Sox doubled their lead in the 2nd on a Brandon Elke's 3-run bomb, and Matt Ellis hit the 2nd 3-run jack of the night, all off the Emeralds Hunter Dryden, as Everett jumped Eugene 10-2, with the Aqua Sox out-hitting the Emeralds 15-7, 3-1 in home runs. Down 4-1. In the bottom of 3rd, Hillsborough scored 2 runs to cut the deficit to 1, tied a game in the 4th with a run. The Canadians traded a run each with the Hops in the 6th, and Jose Mejia hit a 3-run bomb off Carson Myers in the 8th, as Hillsborough bested Vancouver 8-5, with the Hops out-hitting the Canadians 9-8, 1-0 in home runs. Visitors making the lone error. Down 3-1 in the top of 5th to Spokane, Tri-City inflicted a 6-run assault in the 5th, capped off by Harold Cole's grand slam off Tyler Hanfu, which offsets Spokane's 3 runs in the 6th, as Tri-City won 7-6 with a 5-all tie-in hits, as the Dust Devils out-homered the Indians 2-0, with both sides making an error each. On July 24th, Hillsborough jumped to a 2-0 lead over Vancouver in the bottom of 1st on Kaysen Cunningham's 2-run shot off Troy Guthrie, followed by 2 more runs in the 2nd for a 4-0 lead. The Canadians scored a run in the 3rd on a Jake Casey single off Rio Breton. Alexis Martinez cut the deficit to 2 on another 1-run single in the 5th, and Martinez hit his 2nd 1-run single in the 7th, both off the Hops, Teofilo Mendez scoring Jake Casey. But Hillsborough had a 4-run rally in the 8th, capped off by Avery Owusu-Asedu's 3-run jack off Reese Wissinger, and the Hops doubled up the Canadians 8-4 despite being tied in hits with 9, a 2-0 edge in home runs, and made all 3 errors. With Tri-City up 2-0, Spokane got on board in the bottom of 6 on Tommy Hoffey's solo drive off Jose Atencio, which the Dust Devils got back in the 7th on Kevin Brugman's solo shot off Justin Lohr, and that opened up a 7-run assault, which more than offset the Indians' 4-run rally in the 8th, capped off by Tanner Thack's 3-run jack off Keith O'Kee, as Tri-City bested Spokane 9-5, with the Dust Devils out-hitting the Indians 8-7, despite being out-homered 2-1. And the Hosts made 3 of 4 errors. With the score tied at 1, Eugene scored 3 runs in the top of 3rd for a 4-1 lead, but Everett scored 2 in the bottom half to cut the deficit to 1. However, Johnny Level's solo drive off Colton Shaw in the 5th was the cushion the Emeralds needed, as they bested the Aqua Sox 5-3 with a 9-8 edge at hits and 1-0 in home runs. On July 25th, Vancouver scored 4 runs in the top of 3rd on Hillsboro and ultimately triumphed 7-0 as the Canadians outhit the Hawks 11-5, with the Hosts making the lone error. Tri-City jumped on Spokane early with four runs in the top of first, to which the Indians came back in the bottom half with a run, and the Dustables' Matt Kootenay hit a three-run bomb in the second off the Indians' Eugenio Herrera, and Tri-City blinded Spokane 12-2, with the Dustables outhitting the Indians 13-6. And the Hosts made all three errors. Down 2-0 to Eugene early, Everett scored three runs in the bottom of second, followed by a run in each of the fourth, sixth, and seventh, as the Equa Sox tripled up the Emeralds 6-2 with a 9-7 edge in hits despite being out-homered 1-0. Three games are on tap today. Vancouver continues in Hillsboro, Tri-City renews in Spokane Valley, both at 1:05 p.m., and Eugene resumes in Everett at 4:05 p.m. All times are Pacific.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
I would like to... Here are the current standings in the Northwest League. The Everett Aqua Sox are first at 17-12 in the second half. The Spokane Indians are second at 16-13. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants and the first half division winner, are 15-14, much like the Vancouver Canadians, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays. For more context, the Everett Aqua Sox, the current second half leaders in the Northwest League, are an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners at 17-12. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, are second at 16-13, followed by the Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants and the first half division winner, and the Vancouver Canadians, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, as the last two are tied for third with a 15-14 records each. The Tri-City Dust Devils are fifth at 14-15 as an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, which play out of Anaheim, and the Hillsboro Hawks are last at 10-19 as an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
I would like to provide updates on the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On July 24th, the team announced its recruitment of Peyton Muang Nua for the upcoming BCIHL season. Meath Muang Nua, who hails from Alder Grove, is a left shooting forward who stands at 5 feet 11 inches or 180 centimeters and weighs 176 pounds or 80 kilograms. He developed his hockey skills via the Delta Academy for 3 seasons, followed by a season with the Burnaby Winter Club and 2 games with the Cranbrook Bucks of the BCHO, scoring a goal. Okay. He spent the last 3 years in the North American Hockey League with the St. Cloud Norsemen, Wisconsin. Okay, sorry. Meath Muangunia developed his hockey skills via the Delta Academy for 3 seasons, followed by a season with the Burnaby Winter Club, 2 games with the Cranbrook Bucks of the BCHO, scoring a goal, and last 3 years in the North American Hockey League with the St. Cloud Northmen, Wisconsin Wedingo last season, amassing 86 points in 115 games, and then returned to the BCHO with the Surrey Eagles for 1 game. Now to the Western Lacrosse Association. It is a Senior A box lacrosse amateur league sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many of its players competing in the National Lacrosse League, which is spread throughout North America in winters. Just a minute. I just have to pull out the website, which I just did. 2 games were on tap for July 22nd. In an all-Vancouver Island matchup, the host Victoria Shamrocks bested the Nanaimo Timbermen 9-8 at the Q Center in Colwood, as Victoria were led by Chris Oglieriu, who made 36 saves on 40 shots for the first start in the win while playing 50-52. Relieving Frank Sigliano, who surrendered 4 goals on 11 shots in 8:30. Ryan Sheridan then led Nanaimo with 3 goals, 2 assists in the losing effort for the second start, and Denton McDonald had a goal and assist for the third start in the Shamrocks win, while the Timbermen backstop, Kobe Bowman, was shelled for 9 goals on 65 shots. Meanwhile, the visitors' New West Salmon Bellies frightened the Langley Thunder 12-8. At Langley Event Center, as the Thunder were led by Connor Watson with 4 goals, an assist in the losing effort for the third start, while Will Malcolm led New West with 3 goals, an assist for the second start in the win, and Josh Armitage tallied 2 goals, 2 assists for the third start in the Salmon Valley's win, as its backstop, Ashton LeClaire, made 36 saves on 44 shots, while the Thunder backstop, Alex Bouquet, was torched for 12 goals on 61 shots. On July 23rd, the Coquitlam Aidenacs, who bested the host New West 10-6, led by the backstop Christian Del Bianco with 39 saves on 45 shots in 59-51 for the first start. Dylan McIntosh led the Salmon Bellies with 2 goals, 2 assists in the losing effort for the second start, and Remo Shinado with 2 goals, an assist for the third start in the Coquitlam win, while the New West backstop Ashton LeClaire was trampled for 10 goals on 41 shots in 59 minutes of play. On July 24th, the visitors Langley sunk the Burnaby Lakers 14-11 at Bill Copeland Sports Center, led by Connor Watson with 3 goals, 3 assists for the first start, Jake Gobet with 2 goals, 4 assists for the second start, and Ethan M. Lott led Burnaby with a goal, 2 assists in the losing effort for the third start. Caleb Kahn yielded 11 goals on 48 shots in the Thunder win, while Mark Ripberger was torched for 10 goals on 44 shots in 44-09 and was replaced by Keegan Melanchuk, who gave up 3 goals on 17 shots in 14-52 of relief and suffered a loss for the Lakers. On July 25th, Coquitlam bested Nanaimo 12-8 at Coquitlam Sports Center, as the Aidenacs were led by Robert Church with 3 goals, 2 assists for the first start, Keen Moon with 3 goals, an assist for the second start, and Colton Liston led the Timbermen with 3 goals, an assist in the losing effort for the third start. Devlin Shanahan was shelled for 12 goals on 48 shots in the loss, while playing 58-49, while Andrew Gallant made 45 saves on 50 shots, while Andrew Gallant made 45 saves on 53 shots in the win, while playing 59-31. There is 1 game on tap tonight, as the Burnaby Lakers visit the Victoria Shamrocks with the ball drop at 5 p.m. on the Q Center in Colwood.
C CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Here are the current standings for the Western Lacrosse Association, which is in the, which is nearing the end of its regular season. 2 points for a win with 1 point for a tie and a shootout loss. 2 points for a win with 1 point for a tie, from what I understand. The Victoria Shamrocks are first at 14-2. The Maple Ridge Borards are second at 12-5. 24 points. The Coquitlam Maidenhawks are third at 11-6, 22 points. The Nanaimo Timbermen are 4-8-10, 16 points. Then there is a drop-off with the New US Amabeles, 6-10, 12 points for fifth. The Langley Thunder, 4-13 for eighth, much like the Burnaby Lakers.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
I'd like to provide the latest on the Surrey Police transition, the largest police transition in Canadian history at this time. On July 20th, the SPS updated their personnel numbers on its website. As the sworn police officers increased from 689 to 705, an increase of 16 over the last month, with 141 females, 564 males, 330 visible minorities, 22 Indigenous, and 530 civilian employees. On July 21st, the SPS started its Student Police Academy at its Police Training Center. On July 23rd, the SPS Community Partnerships joined libraries in Newton to share tips on home security, robbery prevention, and the SPS worked to combat extortions. On July 24th, the SPS shared details of its POPAD, Police Officer Physical Abilities Testing, and wrapped up its annual Student Police Academy at its Police Training Center, with the last four events on the SPS Facebook and Instagram page, Facebook and X pages. Let me take a look. Just need to... Yep. So the last four events were shared on the Facebook and X pages. Thank you for listening to episode 30 of the Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
You're listening listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours, sharing music and voices from genres and cultures around the world, reflecting you and the rest of your community. You make CJSF diverse.